In amongst the glitzy buildings that line Victoria Harbour are older colonial buildings that were once the headquarters of the British administration that ran Hong Kong.
On the 1st of July 1997, Hong Kong was formally handed back to China, ending 156 years of British rule. Although it shares many cultural traits with China, as a global centre of finance and with its international history, Hong Kong has always maintained its own unique identity.
The region of Hong Kong is on the southern coast of China at the Pearl River estuary. An area composed of more than 250 islands, the urban core of Hong Kong is Hong Kong Island and Kowloon.
Kong is the Chinese word for harbour, and Hong means fragrant or picturesque. And indeed, before this became the metropolis it is today, it would have been very picturesque, a tiny little fishing community. Now it's an entirely different sort of picturesque. This is one of the most recognised and photographed skylines in the world.
Hong Kong truly is a vertical city. Because of its geography, space is at a premium, which means it has one of the highest population densities in the world. There are over 7 million people here, with 57,000 people per square kilometre in places. To house them all, the city has had to build upwards. Today, Hong Kong has over 460 skyscrapers 100 metres or taller. London, just 49. And its tallest is the International Commerce Centre. You could take the Shard, put Nelson's Column on top three times, and it would still be smaller.